He grinned again. But we never got there. He quit grinning and shuddered. Then we woke up with the rain and lightning and thunder coming down like the wrath of God. I thought that maybe, don't laugh, that it was Judgment Day, that God had given us free rein for a day so he could let us judge ourselves, and now we were going to be cast into the pit. He laughed tightly and said, I've been an agnostic since I was 14 years old, and I died one at the age of 90, although I was thinking about calling in a priest then. But the little child that's scared of the old father, God, and hellfire and damnation, he's still down there, even in the old man, or in the young man raised from the dead. What happened? Burton said. Did the world end in a crack of thunder and a stroke of lightning? You're still here, I see, and you've not renounced the delights of sin in the person of this woman. We found a grail stone near the mountains about a mile west of here. We got lost, wandered around cold, wet, jumping every time the lightning struck nearby. Then we found the grail stone. It was jammed with people, but they were exceptionally friendly, and there were so many bodies it was very warm, even if some rain did leak down through the grass. We finally went to sleep long after the rain quit. When I woke up, I searched through the grass until I found Logu. She got lost during the night somehow. She seemed pleased to see me, though, and I like her. There's an affinity between us. Maybe I'll find out why when she learns to speak English. I tried that, and French, and German, and tags of Russian, Lithuanian, Gaelic, all the Scandinavian tongues, including Finnish, classical Nahuatl, Arabic, Hebrew, Onondaga Iroquois, Ojibwe, Italian, Spanish, Latin, modern and Homeric Greek, and a dozen others. Result? A blank look. You must be quite a linguist, Burton said. I'm not fluent in any of those, Frigate said. I can read most of them, but can speak only everyday phrases. Unlike you, I am not master of 39 languages, including pornography. The fellow seemed to know much about himself, Burton thought. He would find out just how much at a later time. I'll be frank with you, Peter, Burton said. Your account of your aggressiveness amazed me. I hadn't thought you capable of attacking and beating that many men. Your queasiness... It was the gum, of course. It opened the door of the cage. Frigate squatted down by Logu and rubbed his shoulder against hers. She looked at him out of slightly slanted eyes. The woman would be beautiful once her hair grew out. Frigate continued. I'm so timorous and queasy because I'm afraid of the anger, the desire to do violence that lies not too deeply within me. I fear violence because I am violent. I fear what will happen if I am not afraid. Hell, I've known that for 40 years. Much good the knowledge has done me. He looked at Alice and said, good morning. Alice replied cheerily enough, and she even smiled at Logu when she was introduced. She would look at Burton, and she would answer his direct questions, but she wouldn't chat with him or give him anything but a stern face. Monat Kaz and the little girl, all yawning, came to the fireside. Burton prowled around the edges of the camp and found that the Triestans were gone. Some had left their grails behind. He cursed them for their carelessness and thought about leaving the grails in the grass to teach them a lesson, but he eventually placed the cylinders in depressions on the grailstone. If their owners didn't return, they would go hungry, unless someone shared their food with them. In the meantime, the food in their grails would have to be untouched. He would be unable to open them. They had discovered yesterday that only the owner of a grail could open it. Experimentation with a long stick had determined also that the owner had to touch the grail with his fingers or some part of his body before the lid would open. It was Frigate's theory that a mechanism in the grail was keyed to the peculiar configuration of skin voltage of the owner. Or perhaps the grail contained a very sensitive detector of the individual's brainwaves. The sky had become bright by then. The sun was still on the other side of the 20,000-foot-high eastern mountain. Approximately a half hour later, the grail rock spurted blue flame with a roll of thunder. Thunder from the stones along the river echoed against the mountain. The grails yielded bacon and eggs, ham, toast, butter, jam, milk, a quarter of a cantaloupe, cigarettes, and a cupful of dark brown crystals, which Frigate said was instant coffee. He drank the milk in one cup, rinsed it out in water in a bamboo container, filled the cup with water, and set it by the fire.